What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it started with those Peters out. Put those headphones in because we're here with your host, Pistol P Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, aka Perfect Intro,
aka In the Flesh. We haven't done a show together in a very long time.
Over a month,
yeah. Which is weird for us.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. It's like there's a disconnect. It's not as fun.
Yeah.
There was something I was gonna bring up from last week, and I can't remember what it was now. Yeah, I can't remember. But so the Game Awards happened,
mm-hmm.
And so before we get into the trailers, before we get into some of this stuff, a lot of people. I always say a lot of people, you know, like uh-huh. But. It's the internet, I guess, uh-huh. is complaining
about
that. It's not a Game Awards anymore.
Oh, the discrepancy between actual appreciation of the winners
and
the trailers and stuff.
It's more become a showcase as opposed to a Game Awards. Yes, they're giving awards, but like everyone's getting 30 seconds and they're getting telling them to get the fuck off.
Yeah, that's complicated because I feel like. Nobody, to a certain degree, I feel like nobody would want to watch if it weren't for the trailers.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was just like the big ticket stuff and then you had more.
Yeah. Well, they should stuff. Do like what the Oscars does.
Cause like the Oscars. What does the Oscars actually do? Cause for me, it's like every single award, they all go up.
No, well, I mean, cause the Oscars, they're less about reveals, they're more about the actual awards. So they show a lot more awards.
Right.
But they have a whole ceremony that's not televised, where they give away a bunch of stuff. These people have all the time they need to, and it's not televised. Then, they televise some lower end, and then like all the big stuff's at the end. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then like the lower stuff is quicker, they kinda get through it quicker.
Yeah.
And I know, like last year, I know they were like, oh, well, and these people here, like, congratulations to these people here. Like, they won this award, whatever it was. And like, okay, now next trailer.
Yeah.
So I feel like they could do that. But, and give the people, like, okay, so Game of the Year, give them a minute.
Yeah.
Not 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Game of the Year, best performance, you know, like, best game direction.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Best actor.
Yeah, best, yeah, best performance, yeah. Like, give the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't give a fuck about best content creator of the year.
I don't care about esports.
Yeah, nope. Don't give a fuck about that either. Like, yeah.
Streamers shouldn't be included in any of that.
I agree. I don't think streamers should be included in the Game Awards.
Yeah, it should all be about...
The game.
I consider that like a sub-faction of the industry, right?
Yes, yes.
But it's more...
They're not creators.
Yeah, it's not.
They're content creators, but they're not game creators. They're not game developers. They're not part of the... They're not making the game. They play games, and people watch them play the games.
Yeah.
They're not making games.
Right.
And that's, I feel like that's where the distinction should lie.
But at the same time, they don't, it's just, those awards are just like, and the award goes to this guy.
Yeah.
And the award goes to this guy.
For the most part, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is essentially what you're talking about. It's just not. You're just not giving them a chance to come up and talk.
Yeah,
but you're still saying it on television.
Yeah, and like that's taking away time from the other people. Yeah, like fuck those guys. Let them, like, if they want to do like a content creator awards, then do content creators. Like, you can do fucking YouTube, fucking Twitch, you know, esports, whatever the fuck. Like, make it all content fucking creators.
Mm-hmm.
Do that shit on your own. Like keep content creators out of my game awards.
Yeah,
that's my feeling on it.
Yeah, if there is one award that probably should have got it, like a person to go up and talk, was probably Best Indie.
Yes.
Because I think that's important to, like, it gives recognition to that studio.
Yep.
And it lets them grow.
Because now we know them. We have we also have faces to go with them.
Exactly.
Like look at the guy from No Man's Sky.
Yes.
Like nobody knew about him, and now Sean Layden. I think is it Sean Layden? Sean something. Anyway, yeah. But I know what he looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
And I understand, and I know the guy. As soon as I see him, I'll be like, "That's the No Man's Sky guy."
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like you see Hideo Kojima, or you know, fucking yeah. Hideo Kojima's about to do some shit. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh fuck. Mm-hmm. That fucking OD trailer or teaser or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Was freaky.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
That was really like, it was straight up unsettling. Like.
Just the people talking.
Just the face, yeah, and like, face and just like the way they're like, their
yeah, it looks so realistic.
Were moving, and like, oh god, like, because the one, it was the second girl.
The second girl. So the what's her name? He/her name, Hunter Shaver.
Yeah, but like that face was kind of like so terrified. Like then, like it was getting more and more like,
yeah,
like distorted in fear. Like as it was talking, I was like, fuck, that's.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was good.
Don't know. We don't know anything about what the game is about. we got like basically a tech demo of the fucking facial.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, crazy. But it was freaky as fuck. Did you? Oh, excuse me. Did you see that they came out of the PT door?
Yeah.
Yeah. The light and everything. I was like, what the fuck?
Makes me wonder if it is just PT and he named it OD.
Yeah,
it's just another two-letter thing.
That'd be funny. Yeah, because I mean the playable trailer, because PT was playable trailer,
uh-huh.
And they just I wonder what the OD is gonna stand for. I wonder if it's gonna stand for overdose. Or if it's gonna be something kind of like a
what is it? It's a obvious derivative.
That's the name of the episode. It's cool that he's doing it with Jordan Peele though.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
But, well, it was a surprise, but I was listening to... Are you familiar with Kinda Funny?
Yeah, yeah.
Greg, he fucking called that shit.
Did he?
Perfectly. Yeah, he's like Hideo Kojima's gonna showcase his new game that he's doing with the Xbox.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna announce that it's in working with Jordan Peele. And everyone's like, what the fuck? That's fucking crazy.
where would you have gotten that fucking, like...
Supposedly the movie... Because it's like a movie game thing, and I think the movie scenes have been leaked. So movie scenes have been leaked from a while ago, and I think he kind of put that together.
There was something else that was related to that. Let me see if I have it still. Well, we're on the subject of it. Oh, no, never mind. It was something else leaked, though. But, yeah, that fucking trailer was fucking freaky. I hope it's not an Xbox exclusive. For either one of these games, for OD specifically.
It probably is,
yeah.
Well, because they've said that they're working on... It's utilizing their cloud. PlayStation doesn't give a fuck about cloud, really.
Yeah, they bought that company and then just never did anything with it.
What company?
I forget. When the PS4 came out, they were like, "Oh, we bought this company that's like based in cloud, cloud hardware, or cloud design, or whatever the fuck." And then like,
when was that?
When the PS4? When PS4 is like when they announced.
Maybe they were trying to do something that with PS Now.
Yeah, but I think that's what it was. Yeah,
just never took off.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though now if you have Platinum or the other one,
yeah, there's
it's basically PS Now.
Yeah, right? You're just streaming them. Yeah. Did you ever? I don't know if you ever played it, the Wu-Tang Shaolin style game for the PS1. No.
No.
Such a good fucking game. Such a good fucking game.
What is it, like a side scroller?
No, it's a four player 3D fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, so it's kind of along the lines of Mortal Kombat in brutality wise. Right. Like there's fatalities at the end of each fight. The combat was really well done. But it was 3D, so like you could roll and move, and like, you know, you had the full arena, and you could have up to four fighters at a time.
Mm-hmm.
In the single player mode, they actually had like a swarm of enemies that would come at you, which was pretty cool. And all the like the main characters were the Wu-Tang, or the members of the Wu-Tang. They had other, like, you could play as the enemies as well, like the villains of the story. The game itself was actually originally it was a completed game called Thrill Kill. And like the characters, like there was like one, it was like a BDSM, like dominatrix.
Uh-huh.
Like was one character, one of them was like a midget that was cut in half or something like that. There were like these weird fucked up characters. And they finished the game, and then the ESRB was like, it was like right as the ESRB came out, and they were like, no, you are not releasing this game.
Uh-huh.
And so the whole game got scrapped. And then around that time, Wu-Tang was like, hey, we want to make a game. And they were like, we got this game. And so they just reskinned it all.
Yeah, reskinned
it
in Wu-Tang.
Yeah, they created the story and then reskinned the game. And it was a really good game.
Uh-huh.
So now I bring all that up to bring this up. So Xbox Wu-Tang Clan game details leak. It's called Project Shaolin. Right now it's called Project Shaolin.
Is it funded by Martin Shkreli?
Right? Oh, didn't that fucking album get released anyway though? Or it got like hacked and leaked or some shit like that?
I don't remember. I think he might have put it out.
Okay, maybe. I know, I remember saying like something about the album getting leaked. But, so Project Shaolin is a co-op melee combat game developed by Brass Lion Entertainment. Will reportedly feature all 9 members of the Wu-Tang Clan and incorporate their music into gameplay. That was the other thing, is that fucking game had fucking best soundtrack. Because it was all Wu-Tang. Yeah. the beats for the fucking, like just in the game, yeah. It was all done by fucking Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
So like the beats were fucking sick, and then they actually had fucking like,
rapping over it.
And yeah. Stuff. And then back then too, you could put a PlayStation game in like in a CD player and listen to just the audio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was really cool. There was one track you couldn't listen to, because if you listened to it, it would just go... Like, it was super loud. And it was like, I guess it was just the data.
Uh-huh.
So, you would just blow out your speakers. Like.
Nobody knows the genius behind the data soundtrack.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night?
Uh-huh.
If you put that CD into a CD player... You get this warning would play. It would say, "This is a black disc, a black." Can you remember the PS1 discs were black?
Mm-hmm.
It said something like, "This is a black PlayStation 1 disc or PlayStation disc. Playing this in your audio system can cause damage to the disc and your audio system."
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna listen anyway. And then like the songs would start playing.
That's cool.
And that one had a really dope soundtrack too. But no, so this Wu-Tang one. Had a pretty dope soundtrack. So it's going to be an Xbox console, most likely to be an Xbox exclusive. But they're not having any kind of any other information based on that.
Mm.
They're also working with Kojima to make a fantasy Wu-Tang title called Project Dragon.
Say that again. A fantasy
Wu-Tang title.
Wu-Tang title
called Project Dragon.
They're gonna be like fucking knights and mages and shit.
Yeah.
Why is Wu-Tang doing a bunch of shit all of a sudden?
I don't know, man. But yeah, I mean, I guess there was a bunch of leaks that happened, and so that Wu-Tang game was one of them. And it's gonna. I might have to get an Xbox. Or a PC.
Just get a PC.
Yeah, get a PC. You know what? I need to get a PC. Or a Steam Deck, at the very least.
Steam Deck, yeah.
Right? You can play the Xbox games on the Steam Deck, right?
No.
No, you can't. Okay, never mind.
Because you have to get Game Pass.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, but you can fucking hack a fucking Steam
you
Deck.
Might be able to.
Yeah. I'm sure there's ways. Let me push play on this thing so we can watch some of these trailers. This is Persona, what, like 15?
This is Persona 3 Reload.
Ah, okay.
So this is a remake of Persona 3.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if I think I played the first three, maybe?
Did you?
Yeah.
I played like half of five.
I don't.
It's just such a long game.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, they're great fucking games. I don't remember much from them because like, it was like what, PS1 or PS2.
I don't remember these ones.
Either. Yeah, I think they were PS2 games. So, and I remember they were. There's a lot to them. I remember. I think I got the first one on a demo, and I liked it. So I was like, oh fuck, let me buy this game. And I don't remember buying the other two games, but I know I played them, and I don't know how where I got them from.
Yeah,
I think it was one of those ones where like you borrow it from somebody, and then they borrow something from you, and then you guys never see each other again.
Never see each other again.
That happened to me with what game was it? I had the game. It was Adam's Family's Fester's Quest. So you played as Uncle Fester for the. It was an NES game. I loaned that to somebody, and he loaned me. I think Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Then we never saw each other again. And
I think for me it was there was. I don't remember if I ever gave him a game, but he gave me some Hot Wheels game on GameCube.
Uh-huh.
And I played that. I had it for like, it was like in third grade.
Uh-huh.
And like, I finally gave it back to him in like fifth grade. Just like, I just saw him like, oh yeah, I should probably get this back to him.
That's funny. God of War, I had the physical version of God of War, the new God of War. And I let someone borrow that one. And he let me borrow Vampire the Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it. And he still has my God of War. Dude, what do you think about this fucking God of War DLC coming up? Out of nowhere.
It's crazy. I was thinking it was going to be a story thing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh, it's not story. But then I was like, oh, it's a fucking roguelike.
So it's just like endless replayability.
Yeah.
But, and it is, it's going to have some story, though. It's going to be happened in between the two
games. I think the story's going to be intertwined with the roguelike, right? But
yeah.
I was expecting, like, story. A lot of people were thinking, or people were theorizing that it might be, like, a Throod DLC. Like, you play as Throod.
Oh, that'd be kind of
cool.
And
you get to use Thor's hammer and all that.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of people were expecting, that Thor was going to, or Kratos was going to take the hammer.
Yeah, yeah. But Kratos wasn't worthy. It would have been funny if they would have had that scene in the game where... But it wouldn't have fit the character of Odin in that game. Whoever should be worthy of yielding this hammer. This is the longest fucking trailer. Is this the same trailer?
No, that was Metaphor ReFantasio.
Okay.
Which is like... It's kind of like Shin Megami Tensei, and Shin Megami Tensei is kind of uses the same thing as Persona, but it's just like a more fantastical thing.
Okay.
And then ReFantasia is like a new thing that they're doing, but it uses.
There's another.
It looks similar.
Yeah. This was? I just saw the name. I forgot.
Exodus.
That's what it was.
The Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Reveal.
I thought that was Morpheus for a second. This one looks like a what's that fucking movie? And you like every blink was like a year.
Interstellar,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that was
that's the point.
That's the point because they got Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, so they made it look yeah. The same suits. That bitch is dead. Oh no, never mind. She's still alive. I don't know. Like this one graphically doesn't look that great. I shouldn't say graphically. Graphically it does look great. The character models.
Yeah, it's just...
They're kind of Fortnite-y.
Yeah, everyone goes a little Fortnite-y now.
Yeah.
Or like, this one's a little more than Fortnite. It's like a little more realistic, it looks like.
Yeah, but it still has that cartoonish kind of...
Yeah.
Like, I can't take you... If you want me to take you serious.
Speaking of Fortnite, did you see Lego Fortnite?
Yes, Lego Fortnite looks fucking insane.
It's pretty cool.
Have you played it?
Played a little bit.
Is it a free play?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I might have to check it out. Yeah, it looks fucking.
Yeah, it's free. Free that and the racing is on there.
Oh really? The racing's on. See, I was watching this thing about like and it had like. So it was, you know the opening scene from Army of Darkness when Ash gets sucked in the portal
mm-hmm.
before he goes back in time
mm-hmm.
was him getting sucked into the portal, and then all of a sudden it like transitions from him to the Fortnite version of him
mm-hmm.
and like he's going through the portal and he ends up at like an Eminem concert and then he like
is there an Ash Fortnite?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, I don't know, but like And then, it, like, then all of a sudden, like, he goes through another portal, ends up on top of a car. I'm like, there's no racing in Fortnite. But, like, I didn't know that there was a... Because it was Ash, that... What's that character name? Fishstick?
Yeah, the fish guy, yeah.
The fish guy, and then I forget, there was another, like, the generic female character. And so they were all going through, and, like, yeah, they did the Eminem concert, they were racing, and then they showed something else.
Yeah, essentially, the Lego Fortnite is Minecraft.
Okay.
Minecraft, but Legos.
Huh.
And going around, you get a pickaxe, you start breaking down stuff, you build a house. Or you could do survival, which is like you drop it with nothing and you have to go find all your stuff on your own and just survive. And then there's sandbox, and you could just spawn in whatever you want and build with what you want.
Yeah. I saw. I guess there's a right now there's a hack, or not a hack, but a glitch to farm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you create a movable platform, you can just walk around and it just one hits everything. And
you just pick it all up.
And then the platform itself is indestructible. So like you're just sitting there just walking around, just one hitting all the trees and you're just sucking everything up.
That's cool.
The other thing about Fortnite, you know what? I gotta give them their fucking props with this whole fucking Rock Band.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too.
Dude,
yeah.
And so right currently, at launch, it hasn't launched yet. But at launch, it's not going to support legacy controllers.
Yeah, but
they're working on I was like, holy shit, man.
Which I wonder how that's even going to work, because I have Wii controllers, and that plugs into a Wii.
So yeah.
How do I plug a Wii dongle into?
I'm sure you can find a USB adapter.
Yeah,
but because like the Xbox One and the PlayStation ones were both USB. No, the PlayStation was wireless. So, it might support the later ones because they're wireless ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know the 360 one I had, the first one I had was a USB, and the other two are wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Fortnite's going for fucking everybody's throat right
dude,
now.
Dude, seriously.
Going after Minecraft or going after Mario Kart, let's say.
Yeah.
The racing's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, because you could you drift. The drifting feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like Rocket League, kind of.
Okay.
Because I think it's made by the Rocket League people.
Oh, okay. You know what? Aren't the Rocket League people the same people that did Rock Band?
They're owned by, I don't know, but they're owned by Epic. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I know Epic bought Harmonix. Harmonix is the one that makes
Rock Band, yeah.
Okay, here's the God of War DLC. The chair.
This chair is the villain. This chair resembles my father.
I want to go back and play. As soon as I saw this, I was like, fuck, I need to go down. I need to download God of War again.
Same with The Last of Us. Have you seen any of The Last of Us roguelike?
No. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, with the upgrade or with the remake.
Yeah.
It's also going to have a roguelike mode.
Nice. I'm expecting this to be kind of like, remember the trials in the first game?
Yeah.
I'm expecting it to kind of be like that.
I don't know. I don't think... Maybe.
But it's going to... Because the trials were always the same over and over and over.
Yeah.
Where this is going to change.
I just want to see stuff like, killing stuff with the Blades of Chaos just make shit explode.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, as you get more powers.
Yeah, I wanted to get wild by the end of the
Where everything is just exploding and fucking like you're just this unstoppable beast by the end of it. Yeah. Free deal.
Oh, Hellblade.
This looks crazy. Insane. The first one was so fucking like realistic looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one looks even more like.
Yeah, you get combat too.
Yeah.
It looks really like. I don't know. I don't know how it plays. I haven't played the first one.
I think Michael did, right?
Yeah, he did.
And he said he loved it.
Yeah. And like the combat looks super in depth. There's like a bunch of parrying going on when you see him.
When you see him, okay. Look, look how realistic this fucking looks, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. The lighting's nuts. Yeah. Like, it looks... I wonder if all this wind is picking up.
It's not.
It's windy as fuck right now.
They're like, there's no wind over there.
Nah, this looks fucking nuts. That water looked like garbage, though. They didn't put enough time in that water.
You don't think so? Like, I think that's gameplay right there.
That's fuck, yeah. Fuck, man. Let's just zoom in on the face to show you how fucking real. Like, this looks fucking photorealistic.
It's yeah.
Like, barely any kind of uncanny valley effect as well. Like,
yeah, this looks like a movie. Looks yeah. like you're watching a movie.
Yeah. Like, it looks incredible. Look at that, like, look at that shit. Mm-hmm.
We're going to see you later, but we also got a fucking Wukong release date.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fine.
August.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I watched a bunch of some of the reveals, but I didn't watch a lot of it just because. So I was trying. I kept for whatever reason. I don't know why I was being stupid about it that day. Mm-hmm. I went to their website. I got the alert. I kept getting the alert. It's like, it's gonna start, and I would click the link that it was sending me, and it was taking me to their website, and it was just like their website was down.
For
Game Awards.
The Game Awards. Oh. Yeah, you got to just go to Twitch.
And I should have just went to Twitch.
Twitch or YouTube.
Sega Remasters.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen this?
No, I didn't see this.
You'll probably love this. They announced like 6 remasters they're going to do.
Nice.
No, you posted it.
The Sega Remasters?
Yeah, you posted it on the...
I did? Let me see.
On the IG.
Oh, yeah, I did. For Jet Set Radio, Crazy Taxi, and then more. Yeah. Crazy Taxi was so much fucking fun.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never played... Oh, dude. Crazy Taxi is one of the... I would say
Jet Set Radio, I've heard of, but I don't know if you showed me what it was without telling me, I wouldn't know what it is.
Jet Set, I used to love Jet Set. I had that for the Dreamcast. I have Crazy Taxi for the Dreamcast as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they showed pretty much all the big games for Sega except for Virtua Fighter.
So this is Jet Set.
Okay. Oh, it's like rollerblading.
Yeah, but you're also doing graffiti, and there's like some yeah. Huh. Oh, that's fucking stable. That's reaching. Oh, fuck. That looks so incredible. Oh, fucking Gauntlet. Dude. What,
was that Gauntlet?
That was Gauntlet, yeah. This is Crazy Taxi.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. Actually.
So Crazy Taxi literally is your taxi. Oh, Golden Axe, not fucking Gauntlet. Golden Axe, that's what that was. Shinobi. Fuck, man. Okay. And that's that classic Sega fuck with over the eye like that. That's fucking cool. This looks insane. Dragon Ball.
Sparking Zero. AKA Budokai Tenkaichi.
Yes. Cause this, I mean, I like the fact that it's less 3D-ish and more, it looks more like the cartoon. The last couple games have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, this does look, they definitely found their stride with the anime games now.
Yeah.
I think they realize like 3D isn't the way to go.
People want to see.
You want it to look 2D.
Yeah.
Or look as close to the anime as you can.
Exactly. What was I gonna say? Crazy Taxi. I feel like would have been right up your alley when you were younger. It would have been one of those games you would have liked. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're literally a taxi driver, and you have to drive, pick people up, and get them from point A to point B in like 10 seconds.
Okay. It's a speed run game.
Yeah, basically.
And there's OD.
Yeah, fuck, this game fucking freaks me out. Look at that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's the girl from It?
Yeah.
That's the young girl
from It. Yeah.
The eyes are crazy.
Yes. This one.
And that's Hunter Schafer.
Yeah.
From Euphoria.
Like, look at the terror. Like, with that lip tremble and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, look at that. And they're just repeating.
Yeah, the teeth look crazy.
Yeah.
They got like that grain.
Yeah, wow. they look, yeah. He looks fucking nuts.
Yeah. His skin looks crazy.
Yeah. And like, I mean, but look at and like the way his neck moves, like the muscles in his neck, like everything. Like
This is from Cloud Gaming.
All this is thanks to Cloud Gaming.
wonder what if that's what it is. It's like he's taking like high rendered video and it's using the cloud to like project it in the game of them.
Maybe. I don't know how that would work, but yeah, I mean, there's got to be something for all players and screamers.
The fucking logo is so sick.
It is. So badass.
Oh, his black man.
His black
man. This was an English trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, and then with Crazy Taxi, for whatever reason, it started getting like at one point, I think even in the original. So like KFC, I guess, sponsored, and like there was like other, like it was KFC, Pepsi, some other couple restaurants. Mm-hmm. And it was like, get me to KFC right now. And then you'd get there and like the KFC would be all big and bright and like realistic looking. Like, this fucking, I can't wait for this fucking game. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it just impresses every single
time. And every fucking time. Just when you think like, okay, I'm done waiting for this game. Then it, get that shit, man.
Yeah, the fur looks so good on all these things.
Look at his fucking neck. And it looks like kind of like God of War, how like you see him using different tools and different like mm-hmm. abilities to traverse. And
well, I think that whole thing is like he can copy. He'll be able to copy the thing, the bosses that he defeats. Because I think they showed it in a trailer like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Like they showed him beat a boss, and then he went up to another boss, and he turned into that guy.
Yeah,
and fucked them up.
This fuck, man.
It's also just like unlike anything we've seen before.
Yeah.
As far as like, just the like we're always we've seen so many like Viking, Norse mythology stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen so much Greek mythology stuff.
Yeah,
we've never seen stuff Chinese stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean samurais are done to death. Ninjas are done to death.
Yeah.
And this looks fucking nuts, dude. This looks like it's just gonna be an epic fucking game. Like it's gonna be a grand, like God of War. It's gonna be it's gonna be an epic. And I just hope that it does live up to it.
Yeah,
because there's like so much fucking hype for this game.
Yeah, that's all I hope we can. At least it delivers on 75% of what we're.
Yeah, what we're saying. Yeah. Damn, next year. Next fucking summer.
Shit, it's 8 months.
Yeah. That's dude, that's fucking nuts. Oh, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just can't get over how good it looks, too, though. Like from the first, from jump, when they showed us just that first little bit, like it already looked incredible. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back after a word from our sponsors.
Sure.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. And we're back. One more game. Before we move on with this, so let's talk about the GTA 6 trailer really quick.
Okay.
December 5th, it dropped.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be on the 6th.
On the 6th, yeah.
And it got leaked.
Yeah, some jackass leaked it. So Rockstar is just like, fuck it. It's out.
It's out, yeah.
We're watching. Go watch it. So it kind of unceremoniously got released. Yeah. And 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 I think if it dropped on schedule the way it would, it would have broken the internet. The internet, It still did, but it was more of a trickle
as opposed to just boom.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been like, what is it? What's the word on? Like never happened before. Unprecedented.
Yeah. I agree. But see, that's the thing. Man. It's like people fuck it up for everybody. Yeah. Like, I don't get the point of that. Like, I mean, maybe he thought, oh, I'm gonna be a hero for releasing it a whole day fucking early. Like, yeah. Like I don't get that shit. But the trailer itself looks
amazing.
Looks great.
It's like it's GTA, but it fucking turned up to 11.
Yeah. Yeah. You are playing as a female character.
You'll be able to switch between her and the boyfriend.
Yeah, and the boyfriend, yeah. I think the boyfriend's a cop.
You think so?
I don't know why. I just get the from the thing, I feel like he's a cop. Hmm.
That's interesting. That'd be interesting.
That would be. What else? There was something else.
Maybe he's a rogue cop. Is he a rogue cop? Is he a dirty cop?
No, I think he's undercover. Undercover? I think he's undercover. I don't know. I just got that vibe. I don't know why.
Yeah, but you would have to be, you would be playing as him, murdering people in the street.
That's true, yeah.
You're a cop? I feel like you could probably be like a dirty cop.
Maybe a dirty cop, okay. I like the fact that even they... Even then,
though, that's still... I don't know. The more I think about it, the less likely I feel
Maybe. I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, I got that vibe. I like the fact that they're going full in Florida. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, I hope there's a social media aspect in the game as much as they're showing it in that trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope, like, you know how you were able to open up the internet or in the game and like look up certain stuff. I hope if you could open an app, you could just look at a bunch of crazy shit, or like you could look at crazy shit that other people are doing in game.
That'd be fucking cool. Yeah. So Snoop has confirmed that Dr. Dre is making new music for GTA 6.
Yeah, just like he did for 5.
For 5, yeah. So, which is pretty cool. The one thing that keeps making me laugh, though, is the fact that they keep going back. They interview the voices of Trevor and fucking Michael and Franklin. And they're like, what do you guys know about GTA 6?
We don't know nothing. We're not even in the game.
Yeah, it's like, why why would you... Like, they were voice actors for one project. It's not like, hey, guys, this is what we're doing for GTA 6.
Hey, guys,
like,
just so you know, for GTA 6, you're not going to be in any of this. But we just want to let you know what you're not going to be a part of.
Exactly. Yeah, right? It's like... It's like, oh, yeah, no, they came until... They made sure they cleared everything through us first. Yeah. Like, no, these guys were in a GTA 5 game.
Yeah, they really let us down easy that we're not going to be starring in GTA 5. We're not taking a vacation to Florida. Sorry, guys.
I can see Trevor showing up. Well, no, but well, it depends on what's canon.
Yeah, it depends on whether he dies or not.
Yeah. I feel like him... I feel like the...
See Franklin. He's probably balling out.
Yeah.
Takes a visit to Florida.
I feel like the No One Dies ending is canon.
You think so?
I feel like that one would be.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I did kill Trevor, though. My original playthrough, I killed Trevor. And then I went back. And then I didn't kill him.
Then you didn't kill him.
Because I think in the story after, if you do kill him, you can't play as him anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah, you can. Well, yeah, same. Because it's kill Trevor, kill Michael, or kill nobody, right?
I thought it was just kill Trevor or don't kill him.
I know. I thought you had a chance to kill Michael as well.
Oh, I didn't. I don't remember that.
I feel like I played the ending 3 times.
Who are you killing Michael with? Franklin?
I think so. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because I think he comes with you. Like, cause or, no, I think Trevor comes to you and tells you to kill Michael. Mm. And I forget who tells you to kill Trevor. Does Michael tell you to kill Trevor? Or is that
no? No.
The FBI, right?
I think the FBI tells Michael to kill Trevor.
Oh, yeah, it tells Michael to kill Trevor.
That's why you meet him down on the fucking coast or
whatever. Yeah. But yeah, no, this one looks good. I mean, and I like the fact they're taking, like the real-life memes. Mm-hmm. Like that fucking Joker guy with the fucking, all the tattoos.
Yeah.
The lady with the hammers.
And already there's a guy being like, oh, GTA, we need to talk. That Joker guy is like...
yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what the backlash of this game is going to be. Because it looks like, yeah, they're not holding back, which
they're,
is fucking
they're
good.
South Park. They're indoctrinated. And nothing they do can...
I don't know. But, yeah. See, I feel like because South Park's indoctrinated because it's continuous. Mm-hmm. It's been going for... Like, GTA's been going for a long time, but there's been a break. Like, you know what I mean? It's been a 10-year fucking break.
I don't think so. It's been a 10-year break, but GTA has always been at the forefront of sales and all that.
Yeah.
Anytime something big happens in GTA Online, it's making noise, you know?
I mean, yeah. But, okay, no. But
nobody's ever like, eh, it's just GTA.
But think about it like this. So but that's true for the gaming community.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, because the for the most part, the bullshit doesn't come from the gaming community.
Mm.
It comes from
and then also Red Dead, and then also think about Red Dead, like that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, but Red Dead really didn't get into like the shit that GTA gets into.
It did, with the woman suffrage people.
Yeah, but not in a parody way that GTA does.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean? Because GTA like full on parodies everything.
Mm-hmm.
More like you said, like more like something like out of South Park.
Okay,
and it's like. It's been out of the public eye. It's these public interest groups, or like the parents against whatever bullshit. They're the ones that are going to be coming out of the fucking woodwork all of a sudden.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people nowadays are like, if people are getting all up in arms about something like that, I think people are always, it kind of takes away from that organization or that group of people.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
you're really this soft that you're going to bitch about this?
I agree. One of the memes that I've been seeing a lot that's making me laugh. I mean, this isn't my experience because I've been able to buy GTA for a while now. but it was, I'm sorry, you're gonna need a parent to buy GTA 5. And then it's like, GTA 6.
We're real now.
But that was made me laugh a little bit. The other one is everyone saying now I need to stay alive.
Oh yeah, now I have something something to live for.
There was one, it was a dude who was like, you know what, he goes, I'm not selling dope no more, I'm not gonna be on these streets no more.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be at home alive when GTA 6 comes out.
GTA 6 really out here saving lives. We're out here reforming criminals.
It's just, yep, the world is gonna change thanks to GTA 6. Let's watch this Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League trailer.
Terrible. The only reason I want to play it is just because Kevin Conroy's last.
This is last, yeah.
VA. Or Void VO. But at the same time, that's tricky. Yeah, this isn't interesting.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't a fan of the gameplay. Mm-hmm. Like, the controls were not it. And it felt too...
I just don't like that it's like trying to be a looter.
Yeah.
Just make it like a cool game.
Yeah, they should. I feel like they should have kept it along the lines of Batman, of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's too many enemies. You're being like, see, like look at how much is going on just during the combat. Like there's they're only showing big bosses or big enemies. But like if you look at when they're showing the combat, like there's just enemies everywhere. So it's like one of those things where you can't really like. It's supposed to be a fast-paced, like shooter type, and as opposed to being. See, this is cool because it's only the one enemy. They're not showing you all the different enemies you have to fight at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The voiceover sounded great. The characters, like I feel like the movement was good. Everything else, but it was just kind of. Something about, hey, don't join in on
this. Because this isn't a co-op game. This is just a straight-up multiplayer game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is co-op. It is co-op.
It's just co-op?
Yeah, just co-op.
Okay. I thought it was like a multiplayer game, like people had to load in each instance with you or something.
No. Or, I don't know. No, I think it's co-op. And then, like, so you start off with the basic.
But it's February 2nd. I'm playing Final Fantasy, dude.
Yeah, seriously. But look, really quick. Let me jump back really quick just so you can see this part. So look at their.
I can't believe Final Fantasy is in 2 months, 3 months.
So you see how they have the classic costumes or classic outfits? So as you play, so you start off when you brand new character, level one character, you're wearing the Bellrev. Or no, actually, you're wearing Arkham. You're wearing Arkham.
Close.
Yeah, wearing the prison jumpsuit, mm-hmm. and each one has their own style. Then you unlock different costumes for each character as you play. Oh, this, I can't fucking.
You gotta finish the first one.
I know I do.
You know what's going on. It's different.
I'm. You know what, as a matter of fact.
What's his name again?
Vincent?
Vincent.
Yes.
I keep saying, I want to say Virgil.
Biggs. Wait, why are you Zach? Oh, that's Cloud.
Because you'll be able to play as Zach sometimes.
That's fucking cool.
It's like a alternate timeline where Zach's alive.
Nice.
And you'll see, at some point, you'll see a certain other person alive.
Aerith?
It should be dead.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, fucking Jeff.
Fucking, Sid. El Sid.
Oh, was that the game, Sid?
Yeah.
Summons.
The summons look insane. This game looks fucking...
Still not as good as 16. I'm going to say that.
Cool. Yeah, but I think it's because they try to keep them more like in the line of what they were in this game. Fucking Marlene. Aerith.
That's Jesse.
Oh, shit. That is Jesse. So it's a timeline where she never joined fucking...
Yeah, she might have just been at the... What's it called? The Golden Saucer?
Yeah, yeah.
Or she made it to the Golden Saucer?
Yeah. The one thing that was weird to me, though, that I get why they did it, but I didn't like it, because it just felt weird to me, was, like, so during, like, Tifa's dialogue or Aerith's dialogue, when they're saying something, like, semi-romantic to Cloud, uh-huh. it's just that first, like, they're just looking directly at the camera, like, directly at you.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking to you, like, no.
It's like, why are you rizzing me up right
now? On two discs?
Yeah. You never noticed that?
No, I didn't notice that. I never noticed that. That's funny.
Yeah, they announced that during E3.
That's funny.
Or Summer Game Nights, whatever you want to call it now.
What do you think about this? Blade?
I do like it. I do want a Blade. I think as long as it's not first person.
I don't think it will be. Because, what's it called? Wasn't first? Oh, no, yes, it was.
Deathloop?
Yeah. Deathloop was first person.
Yeah, as long as it's not first person. If it's third person, I think I'll definitely play it.
Yeah, I hope it's not.
If it's first person, that's going to make me worry that that it's just going to play like a Deathloop Bethesda game, like a Deathloop or just a Bethesda game.
Yeah.
Which are historically not good controls.
Yeah. Deathloop didn't play bad. I think I enjoyed it. To me, the story just didn't keep my attention.
It was all right.
It
was all right. Turned out the girl who's like hunting you down is your daughter, I think.
Oh shit! Yeah. Zenless Zone Zero, Triple Z. Why are these just generic ass monsters? Generic ass monsters and then anime chicks,
cat girls, baby.
Yeah.
This is Zenless Zone Zero?
Yes.
Oh. This does look good, though.
It does. I ended up like what was that other one that was like the anime? Yeah, if you watched each episode, then you got like a fucking code or a fucking.
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
I ended up liking that game. I didn't finish it, but I ended up enjoying the game.
That was the one we had to like watch a anime with it too.
Yeah, like this. Yeah, like so, like. The anime, which, like, you would see the story mission, and the anime kind of had, like, other stuff that you didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, additional details to each. Is that a shark girl?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all animals. One's a cat girl. And you got a shark girl.
That's not one I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen an anime before. Shark girl.
In Rising of the Shield Hero right now, there is a killer whale girl.
Really? I liked that show, but it got a little too intense, and it was like, I haven't had a chance to watch that one.
Got too intense, why? You just watched the first episode you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, with the whole, I mean, it's not something I can watch around a kid.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. It doesn't get that crazy, you know.
Why is just one person holding this door? There's three of you ladies. You're gonna have that one lady hold the door. Oh, fuck. That was pretty brutal. Just smashed her fucking dome. What is this game?
I'm not sure.
I didn't see the name of it. Oh, she's a robot.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, she's a robot.
They look robotic.
When she had her head to the, well, I saw the seam, that's why I was like, oh. That's like futuristic Japan. Dude, he did the Akira slide. What the fuck is this? Yeah, he did. How come no one can shoot him? Like, these kids are really bad.
maybe he's just really good.
He's just, yeah, I mean. Oh, that's a chick. You saw that hip sway? Yeah, that he's very feminine. It's a chick, I knew it. Chick. There was a hip cock at the, and the stent was like, that's a female. That's a female maneuver. I don't know what this is, but it looks cool as shit, and I want to play it.
It's something.
What is it? It's Cyberpunk.
Roll the fucking title up. God damn it.
The Last Sentinel.
Sounds sick.
That does. I mean,
instead of The Last Samurai, it's The Last Sentinel.
Last Sentinel. Yep. You got me. Light no fire. A multiplayer.
Oh, this game looks amazing.
Oh, yes. And it, look at the little baby skeletons. That was adorable. Wait, so are they dead kids, or do skeletons fornicate and have skeleton babies?
Both.
Dude, this looks nuts.
Yeah, look at the water. Look at the dirt.
You don't get to see enough dirt in games anymore to tell if it's realistic.
Yeah, they cover it all in grass.
Because they know they can't. That's
frauds.
Yep. Our dirt's not realistic enough. We gotta put grass everywhere.
We gotta put realistic grass all over this dirt.
Oh, no, okay. I was confusing this one for another one for a second. Because there's another game that looks similar to this, but they're like futuristic and they're like fucking spacesuits. I want to say they announced it. Was it at E3 maybe?
Are you talking about that game where I showed you with the ladder and it bonked it on?
No, not that one.
Okay.
That one was fucking awesome. That sounds bonk.
What's that game called again? It's called I can't remember.
I forget what it's called as well.
It's like taking over right now. It's like super popular.
This looks pretty cool.
I think it says it's a survival game.
That's what it looks like.
So it's kind of like Ark.
Yeah. I think the thing that, like, to me, the thing that killed it about with Ark, it was just like the character creation was too. It was weird.
Wait, you didn't like having a big body and little legs?
Yeah, I mean,
a giant dong.
I felt like it just took me out of the immersion of it.
Oh, finally, it's 16 DLC.
Yeah.
Show fucking Leviathan in this. Sick.
I need to play this one too. Matter of fact, when we go inside right now, I'm gonna download Final Fantasy VII, and I'm gonna download Final Fantasy 16.
You only have it downloaded, you son of a bitch.
Well, I had to make room for Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I think the first DLC for this is already out.
I think it is.
God damn it! I forgot.
I think I might have to start a new game on Final Fantasy VII. I think where I'm at, like, I think I'm, like I said, I'm trapped on something. Plus, it's been so long since I played it. I might need to. Not that I want to, but. The Rising Tide.
Yeah, the Leviathan powers. Look sick.
I hate those fucking little lizard things. Tomberries.
Tomberries?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not that bad in this game.
No. Hate those fuckers in Final Fantasy.
Actually, I don't know if there was one. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, they just showed the Tomberry King.
The Finals. This game's fun.
What is this?
The Finals. It's a 3v3 objective. Shooter game. There's like a cash box. You have to go open the cash box, and you have to wait like a minute every time we open it. Mm-hmm. You have to defend it. You have to bring the cash box to like some receptacle. You have to let that sit in there, and then other teams can come and steal it. Mm-hmm. And as it's loading, if somebody steals it, it just changes it to their color.
Oh shit!
But it keeps the progress. So like a team could like the steal last it second. Right to the last second, oh, and they nice. Get the points.
Yeah.
Huh. And then like the entire map's just completely destructible. Any building is completely destructible.
That's fucking cool. Oh shit.
So there's like a big guy and he can rush. He can just rush through and just like destroy anything in his path. He also gets RPG. Typically has machine guns and shotguns and a flamethrower.
Okay.
This is like a really small guy. He's really fast. He can have a katana. Snipers and and throwing knives.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
It's all right. It's like a.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it's already out.
Okay,
it's free to play.
Yeah. See, but a game like this, I need people to play with. Mm-hmm. I don't like playing. Like, I don't play games like this with randoms.
Yeah,
because you need teamwork to play to survive these games.
Right.
To do well, and I don't like unless it's you guys.
Yeah,
there's no teamwork involved. I just rush and do my thing.
Is Monster Hunter?
I've never gotten into Monster Hunter.
Yeah, no, I couldn't either. I have friends who like love it though.
I think the blue guy was obsessed with Monster Hunter, but it wasn't one I just never really got into. To me, it just felt like it was.
Yeah, this doesn't look great to me.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just too much. Like, what's the objective? I'm fucking... They're not pocket monsters.
Yeah. I can't put them in balls and throw them at people, all right? This is the last one? Okay.
Is it the last one?
Yeah.
I guess it was.
That looked really bad for a Monster Hunter. I feel like Monster Hunter is supposed to look really good.
I wanted to see the Jurassic Park fucking survival game again. That one looked cool.
Yeah, bring it up.
Let me see. I know I saw it earlier. There it is.
Jurassic Park. Oh, look up also after this. Mm-hmm. Is a new Legends of Mana game or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that looks awesome. I forget. It's called something else of Mana.
What is this? Is it a commercial? Oh, okay, this is a commercial. I was like, what am I looking at here? So this takes place the day after the events of the first movie.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you're just...
You just got left behind.
You just got left behind.
Yeah.
That's funny. You've been alive this whole time on the island.
Yeah. So I think she says at one point, she's like, oh, this is so-and-so. He goes, I've been left behind. So like this, yeah, so this is all right after like...
It was like the whole camera crew left. Son of a bitches were just filming a movie and they just got the fuck out of here.
She's being chased by... What were those ones called? The spitters?
Do we get to find Newman's body?
That'd be cool.
Half-eaten.
That'd be fucking cool.
Covered in acid?
Yeah. I like that, like, the trailer, the fact that they're showing you, like, familiar locations from the yeah. movies. And they're like, that's a fucking spoon that they distracted the velociraptor with.
Don't throw your flashlight through the spoon. I know, right?
That was where the raptor was trapped. And this is where she says, I was left behind. And the fucking... See, but right there, why didn't they just spit at her? Oh, there, there it goes. It spit at her. So she's just alone in Jurassic Park. I feel like there would be... I don't know. I don't know the layout of the park itself. Don't move. You can't see if you don't move. Oh, stupid lady. I feel like it's going to be one of the dynamics is flares. Like, oh shit, the T-Rex, throw flare. Throw flare, don't move. So this is gameplay right here. So it was actually, or this, and this is, but this is alpha footage. And then there's the fucking raptor. Because the other raptors were dead, right? In the movie? I feel like, because remember there was the three raptors?
I don't know if they killed. See if you can see the monarch. I'm blanking out on what it's called. The,
is it Legends of Mana?
It has, no, it has mana in it, but it's called something else.
I'm going to pull up mana, so he's going to bring up fucking...
the rock. Rock.
He's going to bring up AJ. Mana
Trigger.
Mana DeLorean. Let's do Mana Trailer. See if. Let Mana Trailer see.
Nope. Trucks.
That went too far.
Truck trailer. There you go.
Visions of Mana. Alright, that's GameSpot. I can trust GameSpot. Skip fucking survey. I don't care.
You got tricked. It was actually GameSpoo.
it's GameSpoot. Some British guy talking about it, not showing you the game itself. I want to. I feel like I played the original, but I never finished it. It's one of those games that gets like everyone knows this game, but
yeah, I've never played it.
Never played it. Looks great. I've always liked the style of this.
Yeah.
Is Legend of Mana, that's the Dragon, is that the same one by the creator of Dragon Ball Z?
No, that's Dragon Quest.
The Dragon Quest, yes. Okay. Squeenix presents Visions of Mana. Dragon Quest is also the one with the little blue slimes, right?
Little slime, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm just confusing Dragon Quest and fucking... I know this game.
Yeah.
And I know this game, I've never played it.
Well, this game, from what I understand, is normally turn-based. This is the first action game I've seen of it.
Yeah, that's really good, though. It kind of reminds me of, what was that one? Phoenix Rising?
Yeah, Rising, what's it called? Tales of Arise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was supposed to be called Gods and Monsters, but then they changed the name to...
No, that's a different one.
Oh, no, but that's the one I'm thinking of.
That's what you're thinking of?
Yeah, it reminded me of. Yeah, that should look good. I might check that out. I have a couple more stories. Let me see here. What is this? When Naruto and Sasuke's first major battle was pretty explosive. What is this?
Oh, they reanimated.
They reanimated in the game. Yeah. Oh. So last week we talked about Diddy not paying his Illuminati bill. Oh, yeah. And then this week, like...
Yeah, right after something else came out of it.
Well, he posted this, right? Uh-huh. This is... And I'm sure Instagram put this on my feed in this order for, like, on purpose. Uh-huh. But it was... This is a post from Diddy on Instagram. Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. Sean Diddy Combs. Mm-hmm. Literally, the next post on my Instagram feed was... Sean Diddy Combs accused of gang rape of a 17-year-old girl.
What did they say after that? He put that out himself, so
to
distract from all the gay, all the gay stuff. Yeah, he's like, no, I fucked a woman.
Yes,
I did heinous crimes to a woman. To a guy. Woman, it's not a guy.
Nope, that shit about Will Smith. fuck. Hey, I don't know what the hell happened there. Let me see. Where'd he go? Okay, Fortnite Festival. That's what it's going to be called for the games.
Mm.
For the music, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear how it's going to work?
Mm-mm.
So, it's going to be free to play. There's going to be rotations of songs. So, every week is going to be a new set of songs you can play. If you like a song and want to play a song, like you want to keep it in your library, you can buy the song.
Oh.
And then you can play. So, and then as long as you own the song, you and your friends can play the song together. But they can't play it without you.
Gotcha. So at least one person has to own it?
Yeah, one person in the group has to own it, and then you guys can all play it.
Mm. How much is the song, though?
That they don't say.
$1?
I'm hoping not expensive. They're probably like $2. I'm hoping not too expensive.
I'm willing $2.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't pay more than $2 for a song. And if they do the rock band gimmick, like what they were doing, so they'd release a song, and like, so, or say like they release, like for example, they had a Green Day pack. So it was like, Green Day released, but let us add a bunch of songs to the game. And so you can buy 5 songs for $2, I think it was 10 songs for like $14 or $2 a piece. So you're getting like a $5 discount.
I see, yeah.
But you'd have all 10 songs.
Uh-huh. That would be like an album, or
is it, would, like I
their,
don't,
own, their own mix of songs?
It would be their own mix of songs. I want to say eventually they started doing full albums where you could buy the full album, or you could buy individual songs.
Gotcha.
Because there's certain albums, like, I don't like this song, I don't like, I just want these two fucking
certain
songs.
Albums only like 2 songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Most albums.
Yeah, most albums. You know what album I can listen to almost completely through is the Silk Sonic album.
Oh, Bruno Mars?
Yeah,
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is pretty great.
Yeah. Norman Reedus cast as Ghost Rider.
That's official?
It says, according to a recent report.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was just rumors.
So,
but that is a sick fucking cast.
Yeah, that's like...
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But once I heard it, I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah. Did we talk about Peter Griffin and Solid Snake coming to Fortnite? Been a lot of Fortnite news this week.
No, we never talk about it, but have you seen that when he dies?
When he dies, he does... Yeah, that's fucking epic.
Yeah, and then Snake's going to be in it later.
Yeah.
He's not in it yet.
But... Did you see they took away that ass?
Oh, on Snake?
Yeah. Mm. It doesn't have the juicy.
Yeah, I mean, they took it away from Nicki Minaj and Call of Duty.
So. Yeah, they did. Well, with Nicki, at least they covered it with hair, so you can't tell that she doesn't have that ass. Yeah. But with Snake, but it's out there in the wind.
But you know.
You know.
You can feel it in your bones, but it's not there.
It's not there. let me see here. The last one I had, let me see. Where'd it go? Where the fuck did it go? Kevin Feige has confirmed that they will not resurrect Iron Man. Because remember, there was that rumor saying that they're going to bring back the original cast. So they're not bringing back Iron Man. Iron Man's fucking dead.
They said they're not going to resurrect him, but they're going to...
Alternate timeline?
Alternate timeline him, and then he's going to go back to the dead after.
I can see that.
I'm going to fix the timeline, and he's gonna dust away again. And it's going to hurt even more.
Right? They finally brought him back. He's back!
Yeah, it does not feel the same without RDJ.
Yeah, I agree. There's no emotional content. All right, last one I got. This one's kind of a throwaway. McDonald's is testing out a new line of restaurants called Cosmics.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lot like Sonic. Where
the restaurant,
yeah. Okay. There's a like, no, the hedgehog.
Just fucking running around, collecting fucking rings, pissing people off.
it's gonna be a drive up Uh-huh. And then, like, the focus is more on snacks, desserts, and drinks. You're still going to be able to get, like, for, like, the, you know, the classic staples, you'll be able to get, like, the double cheeseburgers, mm-hmm. Chicken nuggets, Egg McMuffins, and, like, some, a few staples, but it's going to be basic, more of a basic menu.
Yeah.
And then, but, they're, like I said, they're focused on desserts, drinks, and snacks. So, right now they're testing them in Chicago, Texas, and one other state, and I can't remember where.
Wait, what company?
McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. They look, let me see if I can find the video. They look pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the menu. So the menu, so they have iced teas, lemonades, tropical spice-aid, sour tango lemonade, half and half, blackberry mint green tea, sweet tea, sour cherry energy burst. These are the, here, I'll just let you look at the, check out the menu. That's just one, like a sampling of their menu.
Cosmics.
Yeah, Cosmics. And, yeah, the layout basically, it looks like a futuristic fucking Sonic.
Churro frappe sounds fire.
Right? Some of that shit sounds really fucking good. So.
Okay, but they got the normal McDonald's stuff in there too.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's going to be a basic menu of that. So they're not going to have, like, they might have a Big Mac on there. What, I forget, do they have... But it's not going to have, like...
I don't see a Big Mac.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be, like, the cheeseburgers, nuggets, and, like, some of the breakfast
items. I actually only see breakfast items on here, and then pretzel bites.
Oh, so maybe they're not going to have the burgers. Maybe it's just breakfast and then snacks. Yeah,
they got hash brown bites, McPops, whatever that is.
You don't know what McPops are?
Apple cinnamon, it's hazelnut, not... cookie butter, or...
I think they're, like, little donuts. Mm-hmm. They're, like, the little... Like the Dunkin' Munchkins?
Yeah. And they got the ice cream cones and desserts and stuff.
Yeah. So, it's more of a quick snack place as opposed to... But let me see if I can find...
McDonald's is already a quick snack place.
I know, right? Let me see if I can find this.
I just go there, I get a large fry, and I get a McFlurry, and I go on my
way. And then you're on your way, right? That's all you need. Let me see if I can find it. It's going to be here. There's like a quick video layout of it, but I might not have it. That's not it. Oh, here it is. No, never mind. Disregard. That's not it. But anyway.
You want to see what the newest Twitch meta is right now?
Sure. So it's like not quite.
Just above the nips.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, on subscriptions, she starts shaking.
Oh, my God. So every time she gets a subscription, she would... I mean, I'd rather watch that as opposed to fucking the TikTok fucking AI or whatever they call mm-hmm. the AIs. At least this is kind of hot, you know?
Yeah. She's fucking jacked, though.
Yeah, she is. Is that, what's her name?
That's Morg Pie.
Okay, never mind. I thought that was yeah, Bree Solo.
Oh, no.
Similar color hair, and they're both jacked. Okay, I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitters at RealPressStart. On Instagram at TheRealPressStart. And on TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcast. And on that note... Game over. No more questions.